Zakt mishna daita mesechtes bava kama perik ches mishna beis. Zen, regard to these two things, chaymer ba'adam ne b'shar. There's a chumra by person. When a person does hezek as opposed to a shar. Sheha adam, when a human inflicts damage, mishalim, it is possible for him to pay all the things we learned about in the previous mishna, and that would be nezek. How much he would be worth less if he was sold as an eved. Tsar, to pay for the pain. Ripui, the doctor bills, and Sheves, the loss of work. In addition to that, there's another possible chumra that omishalim demei velodais. A person who rams into an isha miyuberis and her children come out and they die, the noyev, the one who pushed her, has to pay demei velodais. We learned about this earlier in Perikei Mishneh Dalit. These two chumrais are only by a adam who does damage. However, the shar, a shar that did damage to a person, ain't a mishalim ala nezek, pays only nezek. There is no tsar, ripui, sheves, or baishes. Upater mit mevelades, and a shar who rammed into an isha and she lost her children, the bala shar does not have to pay for the mevelades. So really, we already learned in Peri Gimel Mishnah Yod that if a shar embarrasses someone, the shar is pater on baishes, the bala shar doesn't have to pay for the busha. What we're adding here is that the same is true for tsar, for the doctor bills, and the loss of work. For tzar ripui sheves. A shar is only chayiv on nezek. So again, chumras that Adam has over shar, and Adam could possibly pay nezek, tzar ripui sheves, and boishes, he would also pay demei v'ladais. A shar would never pay more than nezek. If he rams into an isha, he's potter under demei v'ladais. That is, the bailum of the shar would be potter under demei v'ladais.